Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think the question I get asked the most this past year about the scriptures is this Mary the same as Mary Magdalene? Our patroness, St. Mary Magdalene, will celebrate her feast day in just 2 days, this coming Tuesday. Everyone come Tuesday evening, we'll have our annual running of the Magdalene. We'll hear about more soon. But the history of the church, many, many, many saints have said that Mary of Bethany is the same woman as Mary of Magdala. All sorts of scholars have different ideas. Maybe when Mary of Magdala was living a more sinful life, she lived in Magdala. When she returned to the Lord, she went back to Bethany. All sorts of theories. But many, many scholars, many saints say they're the same person. So if that's true, a brief sketch of just who Mary Magdalene is, what her life looked like. In the scriptures, we hear Luke 7, that Mary Magdalene approached Jesus, wept and anointed his feet. And Jesus says, "This sinful woman is forgiven. She has loved much because she's been forgiven much." Next chapter, Luke 8, Jesus says offhandedly that he cured her of 7 demons. Luke 10, what we heard today, that Mary Magdalene came to just sit at Jesus' feet, listening to him speak. Then later on, we hear Luke 11, the story of Lazarus, her brother, that he was dead, and Jesus came and brought him back to life. Soon after that, again, Jesus goes to have a meal with them, like today's gospel, and Mary again anoints Jesus to prepare him for his burial. Then we see Mary Magdalene at the foot of the cross, and finally the resurrection, John 20, when Mary Magdalene runs to the tomb to find her Lord. Mary Magdalene's thing, the special way she loves Jesus throughout the time and again, is anointing Jesus when she first meets him. Again, it's preparing for burial. And she tries to anoint him after his resurrection, after he's died, but she couldn't because he rose from the dead. This woman at Mary Magdalene, we see this saint who's just captivated by Jesus. That Jesus met her, freed her from demons, forgave her sins, and from then on, she's with him, constantly in his ministry, even at the foot of the cross. But today, the entire life, the entire relationship she has had with Jesus, today captures just the heart of that relationship. No words, Mary Magdalene spoken, but she just sits at his feet, listening to him. And that's Jesus' joy, just to have that moment where Jesus gets to just speak to her. We don't know what words she said, but whatever it is, Mary of Bethany / Mary of Magdala is just captured by Jesus, who he is, and her entire life is just centered around this person who has broken into her life, changed everything. And her life is just centered on him. And then we have Martha. And Martha is wonderful. Martha loves Jesus too, but she gets something off. I'm sure when Jesus came to dinner that night, these good friends of them, that Martha just wanted to serve him and wanted to love Jesus. And so she immediately went, "I've got to serve him, got to get dinner ready, got to clean the house," and started going through her tasks, which are good. I imagine Martha initially was, "I want to love Jesus by doing these things for him." But the problem came when it changed from, I want to love him by doing these things, to, I just have to do these tasks. There's a danger we all have of, I want to love Jesus by doing this for him. We can forget, and it can just become, I have to do these things. I have these tasks I have to check off the box. I've got to pick up the kids. I've got to do the laundry. I've got to go to the grocery. And then it just becomes thing after thing after thing, which we do have to do. But we forget why we're doing them. And we see in Martha's heart clearly, that's what happened. Because Martha goes to Jesus while Mary is loving Jesus so well, just listening to him and just loving him in that way. And Martha wants none of it. She says, Lord, tell her to help me. And Jesus calmly, kindly tries to snap her out of that. Martha, Martha, there's need of only one thing. That Mary, her life is captured by Jesus. The only thing necessary is Jesus. But the good news is that Martha learns this lesson. I didn't know this until just a few days ago, but Martha learned this lesson well. I mean, you hear this in scriptures. In John 12, we hear, after Lazarus is raised from the dead, they have another meal for him. It says, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There, they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one at table with them. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. It says there clearly that once again, Martha's serving the family, doing what she knows how to do. But Jesus doesn't correct her. Jesus doesn't go, Martha, Martha, we've been over this. Please stop. He doesn't do that. It's just clearly that Martha served him, and they had a meal together. I think our Lord was actually pleased with this. I think that Martha actually learned how to serve while loving him in that. Instead of it falling to just, I gotta do this, 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 it became, I want to serve Jesus. I want to cook Jesus a meal. I want to do this for Jesus. And the grace I think we're invited into from Mary, Martha, and Lazarus is to learn how to do everything out of love for Jesus. The rector of the seminary, all 150 seminarians we heard every week for 4 years. Gentlemen, are you living your holy hour? The response was from all 150 of us, yes, Monsignor. Every week for 4 years. And the plan of Monsignor Baker was to drill that into our hearts. And it worked. Constantly the refrain, are you living your holy hour? Every morning, every seminarian would pray for an hour before Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. And Monsignor Baker wanted us to learn to live from that hour. So for all of us, it doesn't have to be an hour, whatever 15, 20 minutes of prayer we have every morning, are we living from that time of prayer? Like Mary, sitting at the foot of Jesus, we'd be Mary, then we live from there as Martha. Three brief words. Are we living from Jesus, with Jesus, and for Jesus? Mary Magdalene lived from that moment of that encounter with Jesus. She lived from that moment of just sitting at his feet, and that changed everything. If she could live from there, she could live the rest of her day for him. Every moment she was with Jesus. Those 10, 15 minutes in the morning we give to the being with the Lord changes the day so that we can be with him. We cannot pray all the time unless we pray some of the time. If we're with him just that little bit, we'll be with him throughout the day so much more easily. Not only that, we'll live from him and his strength. And lastly, we'll live for him. We'll learn how to transform the laundry, groceries, running around, all those things will not just be tasks. We can do them with Jesus. We can do them from Jesus' strength, and we can do them for Jesus. that it can all be just a, Lord, that moment I had with you, thank you. Let this moment be a moment of that. Let this laundry, running around, preparing a homily, doing all the tasks, let this just be for you. We can learn from Mary to be with him. We can learn from Martha to do everything for him. That's all for love of Jesus.